Okay, good morning, everybody. In this week's Parsha, the Parsha describes in great detail the second half of the Makos as we know them, and all of the great miracles that were performed as Klal Yisrael readied themselves to leave Mitzrayim. One very important element of this entire story is the mitzvah that we're given at the outset of the Parsha. It is one for all future generations, and that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Listen carefully to the Pasuk when we're told about this special mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uleman tesaper ba'ozne bincha uben bincha eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim ve'es oso sai asher samti bam. You have to tell your children this, that I made a mockery out of Mitzrayim, all the mockers that I sent them, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. We have the responsibility to ensure that our children deeply internalize and understand the messages and the implications of our national story. It is our job to communicate this message to all future generations. I saw a most remarkable insight from the son of the Sar Shalom of Belz, Rabbi Shua Rokeach. And he writes, if you want to know how to successfully transmit, how to ensure the best results for an experience of Leman Tesaper Ba'azne Bincho Ben Bincha, if you want to really know how to do that effectively, then you personally must be steadfast in your conviction of the end of the Pasuk, V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. The only way to effectively communicate a message to our children, to our students, or to anyone else, is to live by it and to teach it by example. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem means you yourself have to know with conviction, with a strong conviction, that Hashem is the one who runs the entire world. Each and every day we recite in Kriya Shema, V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. If one thinks critically about the words here, it really should have said, V'shinantam levanecha, you'll teach your children, v'dibru bam, and they will speak the words of Torah. Why does it say that you shall teach your children Torah? V'dibar tabam, and you should speak the words of Torah. The answer in my mind is quite obvious. I heard that the Ksav Sofer writes like this, but I didn't find it inside. If we want our children to be captivated and enthralled by the lessons of the Torah, then it is us as parents and educators who need to be medaber bam. V'dibar tabam is going on us. If you want to be effectively v'shinantam levanecha, we must show them our constant commitment to the Torah and all that it stands for. We must behave in ways that unmistakably demonstrate and display our steadfast allegiance and dedication to the Torah and all that it stands for. The story is told of a father who came to the Kotzker for a bracha that his son should learn diligently and become a Talmud Chacham. So the Kotzker in his brilliance responded, if you're coming for such a bracha, I can assure you that just in another couple of years, your son will come for such a bracha as well for his own children. But if you want that your son should actually sit down and learn, then you need to start learning. This explains the Alshech, is why in Kriya Shema we first say, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al livavecha. First, a person, an educator, needs to make sure he works on himself. It has to be al livavecha, and only afterward does the Pasuk say, V'shinantam livanecha. Only then is there a possibility for his children to follow what they observe their parents or their educators doing. This would also explain why the Pesukim in Kriya Shema open with a plural formulation, V'limadetem osam es b'neichem, it's going in the plural, but immediately follow in the singular, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shachbecha v'kumecha. That it will only work on the masses, it will only work on the plurals, if the individual himself understands the need and the necessity to work on his or herself before then trying to transmit the messages to the V'shinantam Levanecha to the next generation. The story is told about a couple who came to the Chafetz Chaim with a baby who was a month old, and they asked him when the mitzvah of chinuch begins for this newborn child, to which the Chafetz Chaim beautifully responded, my friend, it began over 20 years ago. And with that he explained, if you haven't been preparing yourself over these last 20 plus years before you got married and before you had this child, then you're missing the boat of what chinuch is all about. Connecting to this very story of the Chafetz Chaim, listen to the remarkable words, and I'll quote the words of Rav Shamshon Farl Hirsch in his Sefer on Chinuch. It's called Yesodos HaChinuch. He writes, Ulufikach, and therefore, Suma Aleinu Lahaschil, it is incumbent upon us to begin, Lo Yuuchar Mishas Leidaso Shevuchorenu. We have to work on this no less from the time that our eldest child is born, Asher Hashem Chonin Osanu, that Hashem gives us in His kindness, Lindar neder kadosh, to take upon ourselves a neder with steadfast commitment, ki mishah zuva eilech, from this point and on, nechanech es atzmenu, we will be mechanech ourselves, kedesha nucha lechanech es b'neinu beruach hatorah v'hamitzvos. Rav Hirsch is telling us that if we want to be successful educators, it's not going to start later on. It's right away a person has to take a nether kadosh upon himself that he promises to be mechanech himself and to strengthen and work on all the different aspects of his own life. The father of our people and of the ideals of chinuch in general is obviously none other than Avraham Avinu. And there were so many reasons for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have loved Avraham Avinu. But the psukim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed his love for him not because he was the first Rosh Hashiva in the world, not because he was the first believer in God or the first to spearhead a Kirov movement in the world, not because of his chesed efforts or his boundless love for other people, but simply, says the pasuk, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu love him? Because he was the first person to successfully transmit his ideals to his child Yitzchak. And I quote, the pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha ki yedativ, why do I love him? Leman asher yitzave es banav es beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this boundless love for Avraham Avinu is simply because he is going to be mechanech his children and he was successful at doing that. So if this is the mechanech of distinction, then let's spend a minute looking at some of the conversations perhaps and the sage advice that Avraham Avinu shared with his only son Yitzchak. Obviously, Yishmael wasn't part of this picture, but we're talking about the chinuch that Avraham gave his son Yitzchak. So why don't we look and see what type of advice and what type of conversations they had. So when you flip through all of the parshios of Avraham Avinu's life, one will notice that we only find an exchange of 8 words that Avraham Avinu communicated to his beloved son Yitzchak, and those can be found in the parsha of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu says, Hineni b'ni, and then the next pasuk he says, Elokim yiralo haseh le'ola b'ni. This is the entirety of what the Torah tells us, the conversations, the dialogue between Avram and his son Yitzchak was all of 8 words through a lifetime. This, suggests Rabbi Yashiv in one of his svarim, is the most valuable lesson a person can learn from Avram Avinu in terms of effective education. A parent or an educator does not need to raise a voice or continuously rebuke the children and give musar shmuzin. The child learns so much more from observing and monitoring the behavior of the parent. Avraham Avinu, first and foremost, modeled behavior for his children, and then outside of that, all it took to make a Yitzchak and to produce this tzaddik that he did, was 8 words. The story is told of 2 friends who grew up together and later married girls who were next door neighbors and friends with each other, but one family was successful in raising children who were strictly Torah observant, while unfortunately the other family was not so successful in doing so. So the Stipler used to say over the story about these 2 families, and he felt, in his mind, that the turning point between the 2 families was as follows. Yes, they both sent their children to very good schools. And yes, they both had very nice relationships with their families and their children. But there was one episode, said the Stipler, which taught the children where their parents' hearts and minds really were. You see, the Stipler said, there was a period of time when both of these families unfortunately had to leave Eretz Yisrael and move to America for business purposes. When one family packed up, they included one set of all the mitzvah items, one pair of tefillin, one talis, one set of shas, and one leichter for Shabbos. The other family were concerned for the future. They were uncertain of what it was going to bring. Who knows if the next place will have kosher tefillin for the children when the time actually comes? Who knows if they're going to sell talesim and tzitzis when our children will need them? So they went with the children before they left, and they pre-purchased numerous sets of tefillin, of talis, of all the different mitzvah items before they left, and they brought them along with them. That, said the Stipler, is where the children learn the most. It is their observing the care and concern of the parents that will swing them in opposite directions. In describing the unfortunate story of the Ben Sora Amore, the psukim tell us in Parshas Kisetze, Ki yihi ala'ish ben sora remora. If you have a child who's a wayward son, einenu shomea b'kol aviv u'b'kol imo. One can't really ignore the obvious repetition here. If, in fact, this child is a rebellious son, then it's obvious that he is not listening to his father and his mother. So what are the psukim adding with this last detail that the rebellious son also doesn't listen to his parents? He's an einenu shomea b'kol aviv u'b'kol imo. That's obvious. So in his inimitable style, the Kutzker suggests as follows. If you really want to know why this child has gone astray and why his life is so corrupt and so debauched, it is simply because when he came home from school, he was einenu shomea b'kol aviv u'b'kol imo. He didn't hear the sweet voice of his father learning Torah. He didn't hear the sweet voice of his father davening and singing Zmiros. He wasn't fortunate enough to hear the melodious voice of his mother reciting Tehillim late at night or making brachos or benching with kavana. He's a nenu shamea b'kol aviv v'kol imo, and that's why he's become a ben sor amor. Such a child has no future and has no opportunity because he wasn't showed the behavior by his parents. This is the ideals that the parents wanted for him, obviously were not exemplified in the house. I just want to close with an idea I heard in the name of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. In Parshas Emor, the Psukim outline the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, that Kohanim are not allowed to become Tame, and Rashi there quotes the famous Gemara in Yevamos, Amar v'amarta, why is there a double phraseology that you should tell the people and you should tell them again? So Rashi quotes the Gemara, Lahazir Gedolim Alaktanim, that not only are the adults told that they are not allowed to become Tame, but the adults also must ensure that the young Kohanim also stay away from becoming Tame. And that's what the Gemara says, Lahazir Gedolim al Haktanim. But if this is all it means, why is the choice phrase Lahazir Gedolim al Haktanim? More accurate would have been to say Lahazir Gedolim es Haktanim, that the adults should instruct the younger Kohanim how they should act when it comes to the issues of Tumah. Explained Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu that the word Lahazir over here, that the Gemara uses, Lahazir Gedolim al Haktanim, is not Milashon Azhara, it's not a language of commandment or to warn the children. Rather, he suggests it's Milashon Zohar, that the adults need to illuminate, they need to radiate, they need to shine in the eyes of the young children. And it is only through this that the children will learn to adhere to all the laws of the Torah. Lahazir Gedolim al Haktanim. The adults are not meant to instruct, but to shine and serve as exemplars, as paradigms, and as prototypes of the proper adherence. This, as we started, said the Belzer Rebbe, is the most fundamental part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You want to successfully be Leman Tesaper Ba'aznei Bincha Ben Bincha? Then you first need to visibly show your conviction for the end of the Pasuk, V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. When we review these parshios of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim this week and next week, let's just take a few minutes, let's take the opportunity to work on our mission as adults and strengthen our commitment on our own, so that our children and our students and anyone we come in contact with will learn primarily from our example. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.